Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Harmony Inspired Health Podcast, an evolution to your higher self, where ancient wisdom meets modern living. I'm Harmony, your podcast host. Leveraging my expertise as an Ayurveda and women's health practitioner and clinical business mentor, I engage in genuine conversations with industry leaders, delving into the realms of health, wellness, Ayurveda, and the art of holistic success. Our mission here is clear: to inspire, educate, and empower you as you step into your higher self, unlocking your true potential and the secrets to embracing a life of purpose and impact. Hit subscribe, and if you're on iTunes, a 5-star rating helps spread the wisdom far and wide. Get ready for a holistic adventure as we explore the path to holistic success. Welcome to the Harmony Inspired Health Podcast and the evolution to your higher self. Before we dive into today's episode, let's give a big shout out to our sponsor, the Ayurveda Alchemist Academy. This cutting-edge program is tailored for health and wellness professionals ready to elevate their practice and for women aspiring to achieve holistic success. Ayurveda Alchemist is your pathway to optimizing health through Ayurvedic wisdom, a true odyssey to unlocking your fullest potential. Whether you're a health professional seeking career fulfillment or a personal health enthusiast yearning for holistic well-being, this certification is your golden ticket. Act fast, because our inner circle is intentionally small to ensure optimal learning guided by industry experts for a personalized, transformative experience. Limited spots are available, so seize the opportunity now. If you're ready to revolutionize your life and make a lasting impact on others by becoming a certified Ayurveda and women's holistic health coach, don't miss out. Apply today at harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au/Ayurveda Alchemist.
Cool, Steph.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. This is Harmony, your podcast host, and I'm joined today with the lovely Melissa Albers, who is my co-host for the Evolution to Your Higher Self bonus series. So we do this little bonus series on the Harmony Inspired Health Podcast, and we absolutely love it. We've been getting such good feedback, and the topics we dive into, they're really to help you step in and evolve into your higher self and to really break down some of those things that are holding you back from being who you truly came here to be. So today we're going to be talking all about identity and how our identity shifts through different stages of our lives, sometimes how we feel that loss of identity, and we're going to really break that down and give you guys our view on all of that. So welcome back. Thank you so much for being here. And if it's your first time listening, thank you so much for joining us. Let's start off by sharing our wins for the week, Mel. I think you have a big win to share.
Oh, yes. My win for the week, on Sunday, I hosted my first ever I Am Truth event. It was absolutely amazing. And I think the biggest win, when I haven't really had time to reflect over it because it's only been the last few days and it's been a long weekend here, so I've had the family. But the time that I did get to reflect, I think the biggest win for me to be able to pull it off was I had this idea 8 weeks ago. Like, I redid my whole business plan and really anchored into my mission and purpose and stepped into that. So I did all that within 8 weeks and delivered it. So I'm so fucking proud of myself that I have done that despite the fears and all that kind of stuff. So that is probably my biggest win, just going all in, owning it, going all in and getting all the thing done despite the fears. So that was my biggest win.
And you did such an amazing job. I went for the first half of the event because I had to take my mummy out for an early Mother's Day. But it was amazing. You pulled it together like a pro and you absolutely owned the stage and everyone got so much out of it. It was such a beautiful event. So very, very excited for you. And yeah, just stoked that Yeah, you did all that in the 8 weeks. Like, it was a big thing to put out there and step through that fear and step into your higher self. Like, when you were on stage, you were glowing. Like, your that was higher self, Mel. That was a whole, not new Mel, but a whole, you know, you really unleashed her and let her take charge. So that was amazing. Well done.
Thank you. And what was your biggest win for the week? How many?
My biggest win. I actually haven't even thought about this yet, so I'm just like speaking off the cuff today. But I would have to say definitely going and sharing the experience of seeing you pull off that amazing event, and then also spending some quality time with mum, because life has been very, you know, full on. I mean, the rest of the year is going to be, so I'm probably always going to say that every time I jump into a podcast, just because it's the final year of my master's degree and business and all the things, the kids stuff. So life has been busy, but I really let go and had a beautiful day with mum and connected with her for Mother's Day. So that was really nice. I would have to say that's my win, because everything else, to be honest, has been quite, when I say boring, maybe like just, you know, just the same old hustle and grind at the moment. So yeah, that would have to be my win for the week.
Yeah, you've got a lot going on your plate. So getting through the week and still showing up and running a successful business is a fucking massive win. Like, I think your 2024 is just a massive win. To be able to, like, some people, and I've had conversations, are struggling just to show up and do business, let alone show up doing your, what, PhD? Is that what you're doing?
Your master's,
full-time studying, running an academy, running a clinical business, showing up to two twins while hubby's working, so you're showing up like a single mum, still showing up for yourself every single morning and supporting your staff. You've got staff with you as well, is huge. Like, some people can't even show up to do business. So I just really wanted to acknowledge you, because what you do week in, week out is phenomenal. Like, absolutely. And how you show up and how you serve, like, yeah, just really inspires me. Harmony inspired. Look right at your back and inspire me.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, it has been, a big journey of, even for myself, like, conflicting identities, loss of identity, change of identities. And so I think this is a really interesting topic that we're going to bring forward today, because the women that I also see in my women's health clinic, a lot of them who come in have got different hormonal conditions going on, and we get deep into all aspects of self and the healing phases. And, you know, we don't just look at the physical symptoms and the pathology, which we do, but we also look at the mental, emotional, spiritual, and that sort of connection to self and purpose, that real dharmic impact side of things. And I often hear the women saying, they're sort of at this crossroads, or they're stuck. They just don't know who they are anymore. Like, with a change in their business or new mothers, or their children have left home and they're becoming empty nesters, there's this constant shift in identity, and it can feel really unsettling for some women. And so this can create a lot of stress and anxiety, and they don't know how to show up. They don't know what their higher self would look like, because they have this disconnect with who they are and what identity they're meant to be today. So Mel, I would love to throw it back at you to start with, because I think one of the biggest shifts in identity is when we do enter that motherhood phase. And I know you've spoken a lot about this, and it's part of like your backstory. So how does motherhood impact a woman's sense of identity, and what are some common challenges that women face during this identity shift?
Oh, this is a big one. And I know we have many conversations about this, and I love that we're bringing it in here again, because it's really important. Because like you're saying, as we're evolving and going through different phases of our lives, we're hitting identity crises constantly with different phases. And I think in terms of motherhood, I know for me, my personal experience, like before I became a mother, I had an identity of this career woman, you know, this corporate career woman that was really driven, that loved to travel, that had this sense of freedom. And when I became a mother, I still had an identity that when I'm a mother, I can have it all. I can be really career driven and be really successful while still be a very present and successful mother. Yeah, and then when that comes, it just doesn't. And I really struggled, and I know a lot of women out there can resonate with this. You get stuck going, I am this businesswoman or I'm this career-driven woman, but I'm also a mother. And it strips away, and I know it stripped away from me of being able to be a fully present mum, because I went, I'm not just this stay-at-home mum. There's this negative connotation that being a stay-at-home mum and really quietening your mind and putting that down and going, I'm a stay-at-home mum and I'm just dressed in, you know, my home clothes with vomit and stuff, my hair's in a bun, I don't have any makeup on, makes us feel like we're this less than unsuccessful woman. And I just want to say that being a mother is the most important job. And it's taken me such a long time to realize that I can, my identity doesn't lay in my job title. My identity doesn't lay in my mission in my business. It doesn't lie with being a wife. It doesn't lie with being a mother, because I am all those things and more. And when I realized that at the core, if I'm stripping all those titles away and pulling my soul out of my body, I am a soul. I am this beautiful, pure form that is not a mother, that's not a business owner, that isn't anything. I just am. So when I had that and coming back into my body, I go, when I am at home being a mother, I carve out that time to just be present and be a mum and put the hat off. Like, us women are always having to put the hat on, and it doesn't identify us. It's we're just stepping into different roles. So we have to do all the practices and come back into truth of who am I at the call at my highest self? Who am I? And then when I show up, what version of me do I need to tap into to play a role? And serve. So, and I see time and time, like, especially business women that have children, they have the biggest FOMO because they're thinking, oh, I need to do business at this level. And it's like, no, we can pull our foot off the pedal and then focus in on right now. And I know, Harmony, you can talk into this a lot about your dharma. As you're going through stages in your life, your purpose becomes different, your identity becomes different. So when you're focusing in on having little children, your whole identity right now is the nurturer, is the mother, is the nurturer, and you're still supporting your family, still supporting that, because I thought that if I'm just a stay-at-home mom, I'm not contributing to my household. But you are, because your husband would not be able to go and earn money if you're not at home doing the things. If you're not being the nurturer, he can't go out and do that. And I just want to start making that is okay for us to switch in primarily into that motherhood role while we're doing that. So I could go on a tangent, but I'll just stop there and we can reflect on what Harmony, sorry.
I think you made a really good point there, is that we often confuse our identity with labels. We're so much more than the labels that are given to us. And we are multifaceted human beings and soul beings. So we have so many different labels, and trying to live up to each one of those is, I guess, quote unquote, an identity in its own right. And so that's why we can become so confused if we feel like we've got to be this person for that person, this person when we're in that setting, this person over here. And we're like, well, who am I? Like, who do I want to be? Who am I? And it's not a bad thing. It's not saying that those roles, you know, you have to do the same sort of thing and just be like the same person as you enter all these different roles. It's not that at all. But I feel that there's a confusion with the roles we play and the identity of who we truly are. And I know I struggled with this a lot in the realms of having these sort of two different identities of myself and love playing with both of them. So I've mentioned this before to you, Mel, where I've, like, kind of, depending on where I'm at or what I'm doing, hid parts of myself to sort of fit in an identity that I had assumed other people saw of me. And so one side of me is like just full earthy, hippie, barefoot. I mean, I've got bare feet now, I always got barefoot, but like barefoot, beach lover, you know, bikini sarongs, just, you know, natural gal. And then the other side of me is that I do really love nice, beautiful things. I love to stay at luxury resorts. Like, I don't like camping. Like, it's just not me. Even though I like to go trekking and, you know, go out in beautiful rainforest walks and go to the beach, at the end of the day, I don't love sleeping in a tent. So I think playing with these two identities and like pulling them back, like, well, who am I? Actually, I'm both of those people, and that's what makes me me. And it's just part of what makes me my higher self is I feel really amazing and really grounded and really authentic when I'm being really earthy and when I'm really being of that deeper service and really going into the like the Ayurvedic psychology of things and those deep and meaningful sort of conversations. But I am also me and being authentically me when I'm looking at lab reports and when I'm going into the science of things and when I'm like loving my Gucci shoes, like, and loving staying in beautiful resorts. Like, that is me too. And it still lifts my higher self up because I am in this higher vibration of joy and happiness. And that is where I want to identify, is like how I feel. That's really how I feel and how I can help make other people's feel by being that vibration of my true self around them.
Yeah, I love that harmony because and it just goes to show the point that we can be whoever we want to be. There is so many different versions of us, and who do we need to tap into at that any given moment? And it's not even who do we need to tap into, who do we get to want to play? Like, we're experiencing this amazing experience and we get to show up in whichever way that we feel at that any given time that makes us feel so good. And I remember a few years ago, I had a mentor and he knew me, like, when we sat down, we had beautiful conversations about business and life and that kind of stuff. So when I'm sitting there and having that conversation, I was learning, I was a student, I was taking it all in. And then when I had to go up on stage and I had to teach and you know, do leadership trainings, I will tap into that boss babe, like, not the boss babe, that boss Mel. Right. And he was saying, you were so fake, your energy's fake. And it's like, no, but that is just a different version of me that I'm tapping into because I'm needing to show up. And it doesn't mean that you're fake. It doesn't mean that you're inauthentic, because it's you. And that is all of you. Harmony barefoot, boho at the beach, Harmony in her Louise at, you know, La Luna, having a beautiful lychee cocktail. That is all you, and it's not fake. It's like you get to choose which Harmony comes out to play. So just want to let the listeners know that this is your permission slip. This is your permission slip to embody all facets of you at different stages and times, and that you're not faking it. You get to bring that out and play. So here's a, Mel, sign it, sign off, love, Mel and Harmony. There you go.
How, I do want to ask you, because you spoke about 5D energetics and consciousness on the weekend. That was what your event was around, specifically for sort of women in business, but just in general, talking about like the 5D consciousness, how do identity shifts relate to the 5D consciousness?
Yeah, so the identity shifts as you're evolving through the third dimension, the fourth dimension, the fifth dimension, that's dimension when we say 5D, 4D, 3D, you're going through a journey of coming back into your truth and stripping away the false identity. So as we're going through challenges and as we're going through that deeper healing and that deeper sense of awareness, we start stripping off the identity. So for me, it is parts of your identity is made up of your beliefs. What do you believe to be true? How are you perceiving reality? And as we're evolving, we're like, oh, you know, I have this belief that I'm quite an introvert and I'm scared to show up on, you know, to do a story because I'm an introvert. And then when we go and have that awareness and have that inquiry of where is this belief actually coming from? oh, no, it was because of an experience or a conditioning, a programming. Once we strip that away, then we step more into the truth of our identity. So, yeah, as we're evolving and we're learning and uncovering about ourselves and we're stepping more into our higher self, that's where stripping off layers. So when you're coming into the 5D, you know who you are. You're in the truth of who you are. You know, like Harmony, I love, you know, barefoot. I love Louis Vuitton shoes. And that is all of me. And I'm so empowered in standing in that truth. So yeah, as you're evolving there, it's magical because you own it and you embrace every facet of yourself.
Well said.
And I wanted to really ask you, Harmony, because you're so great at business and I know that you've done business for many years and you've pivoted and you've changed and you've done so many different types of businesses. So when women like you are going through their entrepreneurial journey and they start shifting and changing their careers and their businesses, they also experience like identity shifts and challenges. So what are some of the key factors that can contribute to these shifts and how can they embrace the changes and the pivots to align with their evolving self of sense of self?
Good question. First of all, I think that we need to recognize that identity is fluid and dynamic. So we can view shifts as opportunities of growth rather than setbacks. I know for myself in my career progression, I was very much attached to my identity as a nurse and being a clinician. So it was very hard for me to let go of that. And I mean, I haven't completely let go of it because I still pull on a lot of that knowledge through my business. But I started uni at 17. I finished high school 17, went into uni. So the first few months of uni, I was still a 17-year-old. I finished by the time I was like 20, 21. And so my whole basically adult life, I was either studying nursing or I was a nurse and have been one for now like 19 years. And so when, or maybe longer, but when I did decide to transition out of that into and as a natural health practitioner and educator, it was quite challenging because I felt like I was leaving behind the identity I built my life around and built all my friends around as well. Like I've got so many beautiful nursing friends. We all worked in the emergency department together. And so that for me was one of the biggest struggles initially in my business is how do I position myself? Like, who am I? And again, until I realized that part of me, that like part of me who was in allopathic Western medicine and is a nurse, actually is part of my identity still. And as I change into different aspects of my business, it still comes along with me because it's my past. It's never going to shift and our past shape who we are. So it is who I am, even though maybe on a form, if they say like your job title, I don't write nurse anymore. And it actually took me years to not write that because I'm like, oh, everyone just knows what a nurse is. I'll just write that. You know, when you go into like, I don't know, a form and it says like what your occupation is, I'd just be like, oh yeah, for years, just nurse. Because I was like, they're not going to understand what an Ayurveda or a women's health practitioner is. So, but now I'm like, no, I'm going to stand in my truth of who I am today, but also recognizing that that could change and shift. And so just like our dharma, our dharmic impact on the life that we make and our dharmic path is ever evolving. Like you talked about being the nurturer as a mother, then being like this busy career woman, then being, it could be someone falls ill in your family and you go back to that nurturing role and you identify yourself as a carer. Like our identity is ever evolving as we evolve into our higher self. So not being so attached to labels, I think, is the big key takeaway. And that is true for in your business as well. Because even yourself, Mel, like I've seen you evolve so much in business in the last 12 months. Like you've had different evolutions of where you really shine in your business and what you really want to do to serve. And so it's not taking away any of what you had done previously because that's all part of you growing into what you do now. And that's the same for myself. So whether I am, you know, teaching the breath work or teaching Ayurveda or serving the women in my clinic with their hormones or going and doing yoga. Like, it's all part of who we are. They're just labels, but who I am is I'm just harmony. I'm harmony. And I'm harmony whether I'm in my business or whether I'm at home. You might see little different versions of me like we spoke about, but at the core, I'm always the same. And I think most people feel that.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, and you've just given us the biggest permission to be able to ebb and flow and not get stuck on our titles, because I know a lot of women out there really get stuck on titles. A title is just a title, and it does never define you of who you are and what you're capable of or anything like that. So, yeah, I love that.
I guess, like, moving, like, on from, or not on, but through this topic even deeper, is how we can differentiate between those external roles and that intrinsic sense of identity, and why that this distinction is important for personal growth and fulfillment. So we spoke a lot about, like, it being the labels and our identity is really who we are, but, like, how can the listeners really differentiate between those?
Yeah, and I'll share a story, and then I'll give a practical tip of how I've overcome it. So there's another layer, like, you know, a lot of women, and it's there's a lot of layers that form that form our identity. And it's not just business, and it's not just being a mother, and it's not just our careers. For me, another huge one was cultural, like, you know, and because my parents come from two different parts of the world, my father's from Angola, which is in Africa, plus he's got Portuguese heritage, and my mother is Chinese Timorese. So we've got the Chinese plus the Indigenous Timorese. And I was born in Australia, and I grew up with two different, like, there's four different cultures mixed. Like, it was insane. I was very confused growing up with, I don't know who I am, because when I go to one side, I wasn't really fitting in, and they're like, ah, you know, you're Portuguese or, you know, Aussie. And then I'll go to the other side and they're like, oh no, you're the Chinese. And I never fit in. And then majority growing up, a lot of my friends were Asian, and then I had people at school, I got bullied for years, calling me, you fucking Asian wannabe. And, you know, I got very much bullied because, I was part Asian, and I wasn't accepted in that community. So I found it very challenging. And for years and years, I felt very lost with a sense of who I was. I felt that I didn't fit in anywhere, that I wasn't accepted anywhere. And it wasn't until I grew up later and gone down my my path that I dropped into meditation. So meditation has been the most powerful tool for me to drop in and connect with the core of who I am, and realize that I am not Australian, I am not Portuguese, I'm not Angolan, I'm not Timorese. I am a child of Earth. I am a child of the cosmos. And that is who I am. I am not anything. And so meditation, and it doesn't have to be sit down meditation. I really struggle with that. Only in the last couple of months, I'm really intentionally honing in and getting really good at that, because my mind's going. So I love to walk, and I love to walk. And that's when I drop in and I get a sense of who the fuck I am. So it doesn't matter if it's cultural, business, mother, whatever shitty title that people, society puts onto us, drop back in whatever practice resonates with you, whether it's breath work, whether it's meditation, whether it's swimming out in the ocean, cycling, yoga, come back into that meditative state and connect into the power of who you are. And it is so important for personal growth and fulfillment, because if you're not anchored in the truth of who you are, you're always trying to seek external validation to find out and confirm who you are. No one or nothing can tell you who you are and does not define you. Go within, connect in, and that there you will find so much sense of fulfillment, purpose, and your spiritual and personal growth will be through the roof. So, yeah, I know how many you as well have gone through, you know, cultural identity and things like that.
Yeah, I'm actually really grateful that you brought that up, because that has been a huge a huge thing for me, and for some reason it hasn't even come front of mind right now, but it's usually like one of the, when I talk about identity, it's one of those big things. And that's because nearly on a daily basis, I get asked, where are you from or what are you? Because I guess my tan complexion, maybe don't look Australian, sound very Aussie though. As soon as I open my mouth, they're like, okay, you're an Aussie. But I've been asked for so many years, especially when I was nursing, like all the old, you know, the older patients be, where are you from, love? And this, and I had no answer to give them because my mum was adopted, and on my dad's side, his parents were both adopted. So we don't have like this family tree going back, knowing where we all came from. And my dad's parents were, my nana was like left in a bomb shelter over in England, and my pop's family got blown up on a train station somewhere. And then he actually got given to another lady who had a son who had died a year earlier of tuberculosis, and my pop ended up taking on that son's identity. So for this whole time in my life where my name's Harmony Robinson Stagg, and when I got married, I wanted a hyphenate because I, you know, I'm a strong independent, Robinson's my surname, it comes from me. Anyway, we only found out in recent years that that's not even really our surname, because Pop took on someone else's identity, and his age isn't his age, his name's not his name, like from who he was born as. And so there's all that side. And then there's all my mum, like my mother, she was adopted too. And both my parents look like me. They're both dark, curly hair, brown, you know, all of that. And so I always felt very lost as to who am I and what culture am I. I find as well, I think that's why I love so much like the Ayurvedic traditions and all of those type of things, because I feel like I can really feel this sense of ritual where I haven't really had before. So yeah, that's been a really big a big topic in identity for me, for sure, and always questioning like, who am I, where do I come from? And it was funny that you mentioned I'm a child of this earth, because I had said that to Phil last night. I am a child. I said, I'm a child. I'm just a child of the world. Like, I don't belong anywhere. So yeah, it was crazy. I was like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. But yeah, I think identity is such a good topic to dive into. Mm-hmm. I feel that we've probably covered most things now, and it's a good place to wrap it up. Is there anything that you wanted to add on that, Mel?
I just wanted to ask, not add anything, but I'm just really intrigued because this is the second time I've heard you share this story. Going through all that, and I know you went through your challenges of not knowing who you are and it and your identity, how have you overcome that and anchored in your identity as how you identify as yourself now?
Good question. I think at first it was actually harder to overcome after I had kids, because my children have also come out quite brown. My son and myself were both born with that Mediterranean birthmark that disappears after a while.
Yeah.
And we have like these, we have distinct features. My husband's completely like white, blue eyes, white. So, but my children came out looking like me. And so I felt like I didn't have answers to give them, and they're mad soccer fanatics. And so they love all those European cultures, and they're like, are we this? Are we that? I said, I don't know. So I did do a DNA test, and at first it came back, I didn't resonate with any of it. And it came back like, you know, English, Irish, which I know is in there, and Scandinavian and all of the things. And then it also had Italian in it. And then they update it, and then they take out the Italian. I'm like, hang a minute, like, how can your DNA change like that? But my mother-in-law, she is a historian, and she has proper software. Like, this was just one of those cheap sort of DNA test yourself. And she has like the proper software, and she did it. And it came back that I had Spanish in me, which is the main culture that I always get asked. Like, even at the gym the other day, this lady, oh, where are you from? I said, oh, just Burleigh Heads. And she's, no, like, where are you actually from? And I was like, yeah, like, oh, do you mean where I was born? I was born in Australia. I'm like, Australian. And she's like, oh, no. And I can't do the accent. But she's like, no, I'm Spanish. I thought you were Spanish too. And like, I always get that. So I was like, okay, I resonate with that. And then I got also like my Nana, who was left in the bomb shelter, she did go on a reality TV show and with her mother, and her mother said that they were gypsy, but it's like, well, where does gypsy come from? So there was something like Romanian in the bloods and stuff as well. So that gave me a little bit of closure, but it didn't change my identity other than being able to tell the boys. Oh, and there was a bit of Portuguese too, but other than being able to tell my boys, like, you know, yeah, these is like European, we've got in us type of thing. But what really changed my sense of self and identity is truly just stepping into who I was meant to be and what I came here to do and serve. And I honestly think I did that through this business journey that I'm on, because when you are in business for yourself and you are creating the business, like your creations are coming to life, you are putting all of your heart, your soul, your energy, your essence into that, and you actually become part of that, and you're showing who you truly are. Like it's like this big, oh my gosh, it's like the biggest personal development mission you'll ever go on. But really through the process and through Ayurveda and my Dinacharya and understanding my dosha, my unique constitution, that is the thing what made me comfortable with my identity and who I am. And that's why I say I'm harmony. I know like I'm a Vata Pitta dosha. I know like the things that I love to do, what I'm good at, what I'm not so good at. But it's really cultivated that sense of self. And that to me is identity, is that sense of self. It doesn't matter your cultural heritage or it does a little bit for some people, but you know, the true essence is that sense of self. And I think that can be carried through if you believe in different lifetimes and stuff, because you're not always maybe the same culture in every lifetime either.
Yeah, I love that. Love that you went there. And I'll just say that before we close it off, but that we are at first and foremost a soul, an energetic being, and we just got to choose, where in the world do I feel like I want to go in? Okay, this lifetime I'm going to go here and this lifetime I'm going to go there. So it doesn't define who we are. Yes, we may have traits of cultural, you know, that Spanish is that extra fire. You know, what we want to do, like an Ayurveda map of the world, like a map of the world, and like make an Ayurveda, these countries are Pitta, these countries are Kapha.
Because I talk with my hands all the time and goes, oh, here comes the Spaniard. She's coming in.
But yeah, just like I love that we are definitely not our country, or we're just souls.
And I reckon that it's why some people may also feel so drawn and connected to other cultures, because perhaps that had been a culture of theirs. If you leave lives and stuff. So I think, you know, some people, they're born and they're just like, I'm just so drawn to this. I feel part of this country and part of this culture. Maybe it's because you already have been. And that's what they say with Ayurveda. Like often you've already experienced, if you've been called to Ayurveda, there is often a chance that you have already been in that lineage before. Like you've already experienced that wisdom, and that's why it feels so natural to you.
Mm-hmm. It feels like home. Like I know you have this big, deep connection with Bali, going, this is my home. You have that innate knowing. It's probably because you've had a past life in Bali, where that was your home, you know.
Yes, for sure. Well, I think this has been a very interesting conversation, and I look forward to our next one. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. If you are listening before the 18th and 19th of May and you are interested in becoming a trauma-informed Vedic breathwork practitioner, we do have our in-person training on the Gold Coast, May 18th and 19th. And then we also have a training in New Zealand in June the 22nd, I think. 20th or 22nd. I think it's the 22nd, 23rd. Anyway, it's the Saturday, Sunday. So whatever that date is. That is the ISL Vedic Breathwork Practitioner Training in New Zealand. And Mel, you have a 3-day event coming up as well?
Yes, so I've got a three-day event, Evolve three-day event that is happening here on the Gold Coast on July 19th, 20th and 21st. So there we're going to really connect into our core essence, like we're talking about, strip away the false identity, really understand the truth of who we are, and then set up the business, your 5D business framework. So that is July 19th, 20th and 21st. We've also got the Women, a charity fundraiser for the women in business and beyond. So if you're listening to this and you're on the Gold Coast, we've got that Wednesday, the 29th at May. It's going to be at the Imperial Hotel, aka formerly known as the Versace. So please come along. It's an amazing charity. It is for Destiny Rescue, which they do amazing work in stopping the child sex trafficking. So if you're here, please come along, and yeah, we'd love to have you. I just went for a mind break.
And yes, and so that is it today, people. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to bringing you more episodes next time. Bye.
Big thanks for hanging out till the end. I'm curious though, did you skip the intro, eager to get into the juicy contents of this episode? No worries if you did, but you may have missed my important announcement and the accredited Ayurveda Alchemist program that was calling your name. It's the golden ticket to becoming a certified Ayurveda and women's holistic health coach. Dive into ancient Ayurvedic wisdom and give your health and wellness biz the glow up it deserves. If you're ready to ride this transformative wave, apply at harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au/Ayurveda Alchemist. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It means a lot to me that you have taken time out of your day to listen. Let's keep the convo going on socials. Dive into our amazing community on Facebook full of soulful women like you, the Ayurveda and Women's Health Sisterhood Facebook group, where we keep these conversations going and offer other free live training. You can find me personally on Instagram at Harmony Inspire Ayurveda, or take a sneak peek into the Ayurveda Alchemist Academy on Instagram at Ayurveda Alchemist Academy. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss the next chat. And if you're on iTunes, a 5-star rating, it's like giving us a high five of podcast love. I appreciate you, my friend. Have a wonderful day or evening, whatever time it is in your part of the world.